You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Whoa, there it is.
I'm not Mason. Mason can do the woos. I don't think I can do the woos.
Yeah, no, Mason's a pro at that.
Do you know where he got, has he told you where he got the woos from?
So I heard Trav and him talking a little bit about it. Was this the, what was he doing?
Zip lining in Costa Rica, and the instructors would yell woo 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 as they pushed you down.
Okay,
and so he caught on to that, brought it back here, and now he does it all the
now
time.
He uses all
we're
the
zip
stuff.
Lining yeah. into the show.
You ever? Yeah.
Oh, look what you did.
Have you gone?
No, never.
You've never gone.
I've never ziplined before.
Really?
Okay, I want to try it though. I do.
Okay, I was going to say. I feel like I already know the answer here. You've gone ziplining,
of course
right?
I have. I'm a daredevil, Slee.
Are you afraid of ziplining, or you just never been somewhere where you're like, okay, hey, I'm set up to go ziplining?
Yeah, just okay. Never been to a spot where ziplining was available.
Well,
like some kid spots, but I mean, that's not for adults. Like those Sky Zone things, there's a zip line in there, but.
Oh, that's like, is that really a zip
not really.
Line?
It's like 20 feet.
Yeah, 20 feet and you fall into a bunch of, you know.
One of these days I'm going to do it though. Have you done it?
Yeah, zip lining's fun.
It's a blast.
So one time I went zip lining, this was in Hawaii.
I'm a daredevil, Slee. Oh, you got that quick. Was that you, Cody? Quick.
He's not messing around.
Of course.
Are you hanging on? Are you harnessed in or what?
Yeah, so you're harnessed, but you're hanging on. And so I think there was 8 total that we were doing, right? So you're going on when you
8
get
total.
8 total zip lines.
Okay.
So some are longer, shorter, some are faster, some are this. And every one that we went on, the instructor was asking us to do like a different type of pose.
Oh.
So that pose as in one
different position.
One you're holding it.
Yeah.
The next one you might be. They're going to ask you to kind of spin, and you're going to go backwards your way.
Yeah.
And there's one that you're basically almost like hanging.
Did you ever like fear for your life?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's got to be half scary.
On ziplining? Yeah. No, absolutely not. Yeah. You had a good instructor, too. The ones that tell you to do different things, go backwards, upside down,
They want you to experience the entire – because if you just do the same thing the entire time, once you do it once, it's not going to really be that different.
No. Where was that you did that?
I think it was in Hawaii.
Was it in Kauai?
I think it was in Kauai,
I think I went to the same place as you. There's a place where they go, and you go like these long-distance ones, too.
Very foresty.
Yeah, very foresty. Yep. You go over water.
How far? Like miles or – a mile or less than a mile?
I think one of them was like a half a mile or
half
something.
Mile.
Like,
no,
so you're up there for a minute.
No, it's got to be a lot shorter.
I'm a daredevil.
Yeah, it's a lot shorter. I don't think it's too long.
There's
you're basically on one, let's say it's 15 seconds. Another one, the longest you'll be on is, let's say, 25 seconds.
That sounds like fun.
Not too long.
Good for a first date? Well, like, no.
First date?
Yeah.
I mean, kinda, look, if I mean, you have if the she, right type
well,
of girl,
adrenaline
yes.
stuff is good for a first date. So, like, anything you can get, like, amusement park, anything that's, like, easy to do, like, safe but gets your adrenaline pumping is a really
that's
good,
a good
first date.
So, ziplining is good. Okay.
But you got to ask her first, right, Em? Like, if this is somebody.
Or just,
no.
You
come
with the idea, and then she gets there and is like, yeah, I'm definitely not
okay,
going
so
ziplining.
We're going ziplining good. We're going skydiving bad?
Yes, because skydiving actually has a lot more risk, I feel like, personally, than ziplining.
That's a little more terrifying.
Bungee?
That's worse than skydiving.
That's worse
than skydiving. Have you been skydiving?
Once, and it was tandem. And I screamed the whole way down. Yeah. I missed the whole thing. Way back. You know, when the guy jumps, when he's on your back?
Of course.
He's telling me, like, open your eyes and enjoy it, and I'm just screaming, like, get me down. Yeah, it was just terrible.
So that's something?
No.
You'll never do that again?
No. I couldn't believe I jumped out of an airplane. It was stupid.
Okay, what was scarier? Because for me, the jump was one thing.
Oh, you did it? Oh, yeah.
I've done it one time. What was scarier to me was, bro, you're on this. First off, the plane. I'm like, how is this even, how is this?
It's not computing.
The plane doesn't even, I don't even, it feels like it was built in 1947, and you're not sure if this thing's coming back down.
It's those
like
little,
you might
small
not
planes.
Have choice. You might not have a choice but to jump in order for you to get the hell off this plane.
Right.
What
yes.
was the scariest moment for me was when you get on the plane And then it goes up. And there's a guy kind of next to me. He's like, yeah, so here's our elevation. He's looking, you know, and he's basically telling you, he's like, at this elevation is when we're going to start jumping.
Yeah, yeah.
But nothing's really commuting yet. You're just in like a row here. So let's say I'm eighth to go of 12. Let's say there's 12 people that are going to eventually jump. All of them have an instructor. Maybe not all of them. If you hit a certain amount of jumps, you can go by yourself. So I'm eighth on the list, let's say. When they open up, it's okay, we're at elevation, and they start opening up. It's basically like a garage, right? Like it's kind of like
you
one of those.
You start changing your mind.
No. Not even there. For me, it just started opening up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is about to happen.
This is real. Yeah.
And then I start counting. Okay, we're seven away. We're six away. You know, they have you doing this too. DeMarco, they have you like kind of sliding a little bit more over there.
Going forward, he has his legs around. Like, he's pushing you forward. He's
like,
pushing
you
forward.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Going a little closer to the door.
Did you see Gladiator?
Yeah, I did.
When they're getting ready to go out and he's like fourth or fifth?
Yep.
Yeah. Same thing. Saving Private Ryan, same thing. Yeah, I know exactly the feeling.
By the way, Gladiator 2 is coming out in November. It's supposed to be fantastic.
How are they doing Gladiator 2? Is Russell Crowe
in it? I don't know if a page... Paul Mescal and Pedro Pascal, I believe, are in it. I know for sure Paul Mescal is in it, and it's coming out in November. It's apparently looking fantastic.
I can't wait. Yeah,
I'm in for that.
Isn't Russell Crowe dead?
I thought they said he.
I don't know the plot.
Yeah. Okay. They said they're bringing him back or something.
I mean,
how?
That's a movie that I don't think you should actually redo. Do another one of. Gladiator was perfect the way that it was. I loved it.
This is going to be very good.
I don't need another. I don't need another one.
I'm okay to see another one. What if it's really good?
300
if it
was
ends
awesome.
Up being,
the next
what
one
if it's
wasn't.
Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, exactly. Yeah.
If it's bad, then we're going to say what you said.
People talk about
why
it.
Why do we need it?
Well,
of course, we don't know anything until we actually see these things. But sometimes you just don't need. Like, I didn't need another White Men Can't Jump. I didn't need it.
I didn't need another Coming to America.
No,
but it was funny though. I laughed my butt off. I thought it was awesome. Yeah, yeah. Wesley Snipes stole the show for me.
Funnies, you know.
I was laughing my butt off. It was fun.
A little aggressive.
To see that stuff.
It was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not great. It's not good. It was okay. Not.
I
terrible.
Missed the White Men Can't Jump though. The new one. Anybody see it?
Yeah, I watched it.
And
I didn't. Yeah, see it. You don't need to see it.
Not even.
Yeah, you just don't.
There's
waste your
no
time.
Nothing funny. Same story. Same everything.
Basically,
okay.
A little bit
right.
different, but
I don't
basically
need to see it.
That one. Yeah. I don't think you can recreate. It's just not gonna happen.
Who played the Wesley Snipes character?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Do you remember? You're the movie person, Emily.
Who played
Wesley
Snipes? I know.
I didn't see it.
It's Jack Harlow, right?
Yeah,
Jack Harlow played the white guy.
Right. Woody Harrelson. Yep.
Let's see. White Men Can't Jump 2.
Okay. See? I guess we don't know.
See, you're making me look stuff up
now.
All of a sudden.
My bad. Yeah. Never mind. See, I didn't want to make your work.
How did how'd everything go yesterday?
Good. Fun. Yeah.
Sunqua walls.
Kind of like jumping out of an airplane.
Kind of like jumping out of an airplane.
Just kind
of
do it. Yeah. Same stuff. You know, I got the same feeling running down on kickoff. It was the same deal. Like, you have no choice now. Once that door opens and you're up and it's your time, you can't back out now. You know what I mean? So you just have to go and do it. So kamikaze, put your head down, just do it. So same as the show.
Yeah.
Have fun.
You feel like a kamikaze doing the show with me? Is that what I'm hearing right now? You did
compliments.
This?
That's our thing.
What are you guys doing today? What's the plan today?
I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about. We're going to get into a little bit of the Kendrick Perkins thing where he was talking about that there is somebody coming to the Lakers.
Okay, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard it. We actually,
so you're taking our first segment. Cool, thanks.
No.
We didn't get into it, but if you got to just guess which player he's talking about. So for those who don't know, Kendrick Perkins was he on McAfee?
It was McAfee.
Yeah, it was McAfee.
We have the audio too.
And he had basically said that I can't reveal it, but there's somebody that's going to come. He's a perfect fit for Anthony Davis. Who do you think he's talking about?
So I think it's Donovan Mitchell. I think it's Donovan Mitchell. I think he's talking about Trae Young.
Okay, but that's more of my question. Not who you want.
Right.
Who
it's
do you think he's
I think
about?
He's talking about Trae Young
who
in this situation.
Who do you think he's talking about?
I hope it's Trae Young. That's that's just me, though. I don't know. I hate Kendrick for doing this, though.
Just
tell us what you mean.
I think he's talking about Trae Young.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
isn't that perfect for AD? A shooter?
I don't look at Trae Young the way Travis really, really is not a fan of Trae Young's game. I don't feel to that extent the way Travis does. I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell before I'd rather have Trae Young.
Okay,
I'd rather build around Donovan Mitchell and Anthony Davis moving forward.
So for what AD is, what is AD to you? So what is AD? Like, describe him. I'm trying to think what goes with him.
AD is the best defensive player in the NBA, or one of, And on offense, he's a player that can do a little bit of everything.
So what's perfect for him?
For AD?
Yeah.
It's Trae Young. I think I honestly think it's Trae Young, what he can do. He can bring
a
shooter from all over the place that can get him the ball at any point. He's an excellent passer. Mm-hmm. Those types of things are what I think AD needs more of. Mm. Whereas Donovan Mitchell is going to be more of a guy that has the ball in his hands, like shooting more often, maybe not trying to find AD as much. I think Trae is going to want to say that.
I guess here's the question. Is the question what's best for AD, or what – would you, if I said Trae Young and Anthony Davis are on the same team,
I'd be very happy.
You're more worried about that duo than other potential duos out there? Because I don't know how much winning that's going to.
Well, that's why I'm at.
I don't know the threat of that compared to other players out there.
For me, that combo seems like fun. I'd buy a ticket to see that. I think that might be explosive.
You buy a ticket to see it, but do you think that's a team that you're going to be worried of if you're in the Western Conference when you go up against them?
It depends on who's there. But it's different. Yeah, it depends on.
But what's the goal? It's different, but with the goal is what?
The scarier duo, and the duo that you're going to say, like, okay, this might be one of the best duos in the league, it would be Donovan Mitchell and Anthony Davis. Just because of...
That would be frightening.
That would be frightening, and that's somebody that you can
for
see...
For other people.
You can see post-LeBron that duo would be better than Trae Young and Anthony Davis. Trae would be better for Anthony Davis to be the star.
That's
but he's
other
the
question.
Man. I don't think he's the man as the way that he would want to be with Donovan Mitchell.
That's my other
you
question.
Agree?
Is LeBron in this scenario as well?
This is why it makes more sense, and we'll answer both. Next year he is, right? Because LeBron has to be in it next year.
Yeah.
So that means it's LeBron, Anthony Davis.
And
if you put Donovan Mitchell on that team, I mean, that's an unbelievable
trio.
Team. And it's, in my opinion, I'd like to see Donovan Mitchell and Anthony Davis, what that could be with whatever you add before I'd like to see Trae Young there.
Wow.
So that's how I look at those two.
I personally want Donovan Mitchell. If we can make it happen, I would prefer Donovan Mitchell.
I agree with that.
If you want somebody that's going to, like I'm saying, have Anthony Davis be the guy, it's Trae Young.
But here's the funny thing with be the guy. Like all these players, like a lot of these duos, I get it. There's a pecking order. I don't know if I've ever felt like Anthony Davis needs to be the guy.
I don't either.
But I think his
game...
That
doesn't get his goat.
But I think his... His game this year, he's just being the guy. He's not trying to be the guy. Technically, LeBron's still on the team.
Yeah.
He's just being the guy.
It's a two-star system that's working well together, and it is. And it's working really well together. I think that's the same thing as Donovan Mitchell and Anthony Davis in the future.
See,
I don't think that's Trae Young and Anthony Davis in the future.
I thought the point was to bring out the absolute best in AD.
Mm-hmm.
And have a complimentary piece. Isn't that what the whole point is, right?
Can I give you an example? This year, AD has been... Do you think there's any Laker fans that could complain about Anthony Davis this year? Like, I don't think there's anything
complain,
you can
no.
complain.
Trust.
He's playing in almost every game. What are we talking about?
But trust what you just said.
Yeah. Do you trust all the way? No. See, you paused.
I paused, but... He's given me no reason not to trust him of what he's done this year.
This
his
year?
Past has given me pause.
Yeah.
Right? His past has given me the, come on now, he's not going to play. If I'd have told you he's going to play 65
his
games this
history
year,
is extensive.
You'd be,
yeah.
I'll take that in a heartbeat. He's on pace to play 70-plus games this year.
And he's changed his game, too. Like, his assists are going way up. He's distributing the ball more than I've seen him distribute the ball ever. He's had triple-doubles. Like, this is not something that he normally – he's had two this year, and he only had one in his career before that.
He's as good as
he's
I've –
He's changing.
It's fantastic.
Do you guys watch the All-Star Weekend? Or?
That's funny. Ask him over there. Go ahead. Tell him.
Are you out?
Tell him.
Are you out?
Tell Alan Sleeve.
I don't care about All-Star games whatsoever.
In any sport?
Pretty much any sport. I think the baseball All-Star game has some things to it. Well, I mean, because it's an actual game, Slee. This is not a game. You're not watching a game
it's
of basketball.
Contest.
The dunk contest is not good either.
No, I'm saying that the game is a dunk contest.
Yes.
The dunk contest sucks.
I like watching stuff I can't
do. So that stuff is all not interesting. And also, All-Star weekend, and some of it's interesting.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit down and watch it, but I will see it.
So you will see it'll
be
on
over.
social media,
on Twitter. I will
beautiful
watch everything. I will see all of it, and I will have plenty to say about it on Monday with DeMarco.
Plenty.
But I'm not going to sit on my couch for hours watching these things because they're garbage.
Dang. You? No?
I'll watch.
He's a massive
NBA
fan.
Yeah, I'll watch.
You said garbage,
his hero
though.
Is Woj.
You just insulted him. He loves it. I love it.
I'll watch, but I know my expectation. Like, yeah, yeah. I do think there's a little bit of it's been blown out of proportion. People are watching the All-Star game on Sunday, and they want it to be the, you know, Bulls Pistons in the
I'd like it to be a little more competitive.
I'm with you.
Just a little more.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Play
but you're also,
some,
but you're,
some defense.
I'm with you on that. But
get in front
also,
of a guy.
That's not what it's
your
for.
Your expectation can't be that these guys are going to. I'm with you. I'd like to see that. Yeah. I just don't think
when
it's going to
When did it get
happen.
So laxed? Because it wasn't
the last couple of years.
The last couple of years.
More than that.
It's gone ridiculous now.
No, I mean, the Elam ending I thought was cool, but now they've changed it so that nobody wants to do anything. Guys literally move from the paint and say, go ahead. You can just do whatever kind of dunk you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they put their hand out and say, go ahead.
Your producer's going to rap, so I'm going to rap.
Okay. Hey, that's listen enough. To your producer always.
Sleep. That's enough, man. All right, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Always fresh and made to order at In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about. Greg Bergman, DeMarco Farr.
Zipline.
Everybody else See coming ya. Up next day right here. This was the Travis and Sleepy Show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're a good growler, Emily, right? There you go. I love that.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Brian. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Emily, I was listening to Travis and Sliwa today, and you seemed very upset that you're happy that DeMarco's here, but you're upset that I am here. And Laura, by the way, walked in throwing things at the window.
Yeah, what the
she's
heck?
She's upset that she's right not here.
Yeah.
Wow. What is happening?
Come on.
Got smacked in the face.
It was for Greg.
I'm just upset that I wasn't able to use my wonderful Taylor Swift game of games for this show. And that's why I'm excited to see DeMarco. And Greg, not as excited to see you. But I didn't get to use it for Travis and Sliwa.
Exactly. Use it for Travis and Sliwa. And also, Laura's really mad. It was for Brian. It was Brian's game. He had game ready.
Right.
We have to stick to the schedule, Emily.
How dare you? It's one time only for Emily on the show, kind of right now,
For right now. We never know.
Come on.
Yeah. So it's all right. But you're excited for you, DeMarco. Are you happy? Are you happy to see Emily?
Of course I am.
Me and DeMarco have been missing each other on our handshakes.
Yes.
Okay, so yesterday he went up for a high five. I went in for a fist bump and I gave him a little turkey by accident. All right. So today he goes in with like the woogity woogity,
give me paw.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I go in with the fist bump again.
With the fist again.
DeMarco, I think you need to learn.
See, look, she saw the high five coming and she still gave me fist.
See,
what does that tell you?
That's unacceptable on your end. When you see the flat hand, you have to go back with the flat
hand.
She
stayed with the fist.
I initiated. In yeah.
I initiated. See, you got to come up and meet
it's
me.
It's all about the initiator.
Thank
the
you.
Initiator goes with the fist, you go with the fist. The initiator goes with the hand, you go with the hand.
In some countries, that's woogity, a declaration woogity. Of war,
but
which you
when
did.
Someone tells you who they are, believe them. I told you I am a fist person.
Now I believe you.
So come with a fist.
She hit me twice. That's assault. She hit me twice. That's a fist. Like,
handshakes are the most frustrating thing for me.
Yeah.
To get in sync with somebody that you're not ready for. It happens all the time.
Stay with it.
You go you go with like the full hand where you have the thumb out and they go in with the fist and then you're going with the fist and they stick their hand out. It's very frustrating.
I learn not to switch. I just stay with it. Whatever happens, happens.
And get the turkey.
There's also always the issue of like, okay, how familiar do you have to be with someone to hug them when you're leaving or when you're greeting them? Okay, because sometimes I typically go for a handshake the first time I meet somebody so here's the issue. One time I was in a room recently where I was meeting this person for the first time. Everybody else hugged this person. I was the only one that didn't know this person. So do I go in for a hug even if I don't know them?
Yes. Yes, you do. Everybody's giving hugs. They're going through hugs. You are now a hug person. Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on this one.
I would go for a handshake. Hi, I'm Emily. And then they're like, bring it in. Yeah. And then that's
acceptable.
But if they initiate a hug and you don't know them, you have to reciprocate. You can't.
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
I can't back out on that one because I can't, I can't turkey a hug.
Yeah.
You cannot turkey a hug.
Right, you could.
That's a nice statement.
But that would be assault. Absolutely. So.
All right, so let's get to this Kendrick Perkins thing that we were talking about
with Slee.
Let's
get to it.
And by the way, Sleece completely stole the thunder. It's
what
funny
do you mean?
Because he wanted to talk about it in Crosstalk. I've always been the person. I've always on the other side where Emily is, and the people come in for Sedano and Cap and Mason in Ireland, and people get upset because they take their first segment.
Oh.
I'd always be like, it's no big deal. You can talk about it different audiences. Now that it happened to me, I'm upset.
Shank, 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 shank.
I mean, we can talk about the same stuff, right? Just because he leaves the room doesn't mean we have to stop talking.
We just did it. Do we do it again?
Of
you know what?
We do.
Yes. 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 We
why
do
not,
it again.
I'm curious. Why not Trae Young? I thought this was a slam dunk.
So I think they're two separate things. But first of all, let's go to the Kendrick Perkins sound. So
okay.
he was on the Pat McAfee show, and he was talking about the Lakers, about whether or not there's going to be a third star coming next year.
The Lakers need to stand pat, right? Get through this season, have a run. Because another superstar is on the way this summer. Now, I can't reveal who that superstar is because I'm not Adam Schefter or Adrian Wojnarowski. That's not my job. And they trust me not to add this, information out on who this player is going to be. But if the Lakers just stand pat, they have another superstar on the way this offseason. Then we could revisit this conversation next year.
See, now, the question is, who is that superstar? And also, whether or not Kendrick Perkins does have the right answer. That he knows from a legitimate source that this is going to happen. I assume that he does. I also had a source. Now that I'm sitting in this chair, I have sources, apparently.
Yeah.
It's Trae Young that he's talking
about.
You
think so?
Right. I think it's Trae Young that he's talking about. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you think he should have revealed that as much as he did? I mean, it seems like that's insider info. I didn't know about a superstar headed this way.
Well, so
the fact that I don't know who it is doesn't take Kendrick Perkins off the hook.
So Pelinka last week, when they didn't do anything the trade deadline, he on his press conference before that game talked about how they're gearing up for the summer. So they have the picks, they get more when the draft happens, and so they can make a move in the summer. So he's been setting up for this question of, what's that big move? He didn't say it's XYZ person, but that's why there's something in the
air. They're gearing up for a summer, and then Kendrick said there is a superstar headed this way.
Yes. So
and
that's,
he knows who it is.
So the whole thing, like Emma's saying, they have three first-round picks that they can use in the offseason, or they could have used one at the trade deadline. They didn't. So at that point, they did nothing, right? So now you are saving anything for the offseason because there are going to be superstars
available.
So
they're gearing up to get somebody, right?
There's two real ones that are available. It's Donovan Mitchell and it's Trae Young. So it's trying to figure out who that one is, and I believe, and I think you do too, it's Trae Young because he fits the best with Anthony Davis specifically. To have Anthony Davis be the star and for Trae Young to be, he's a great player. He's a superstar. He's going to hit three-pointers from the logo. He's going to get inside, get to the basket. He's also a very good passer that's going to find Anthony Davis and make him the focal point of the offense. And as we've seen this year, with him as a focal point of the offense, they're doing pretty well recently.
Yeah, when there's no hiccups and no time off due to injury, the guy is a baller. This is where he should have been, talking about AD, but the whole thing was, it's a superstar that fits well with AD, meaning you're going to get the best out of AD. So whoever's coming here is not, you're not bringing superstar here for that talent. Your talent, part of that is to make AD more special than what he is, right? Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah.
So when you think of it that way, that's why I'm saying it's got to be Trae Young.
Right.
What fits AD's game better than Trae Young? A shooter, a guy that can bring it up, like you said, to help AD become
to be
better.
MVP, defensive player of the year.
Correct,
it could also be something where, like,
does that fit Donovan Mitchell or Trae Young?
So Donovan Mitchell, I think there's two separate things here. Donovan Mitchell would be superstar A, 1A, and superstar 1B. That I think Trae Young is not a superstar, but I think he is so much of a star, and the way that he plays the game is very, there. It would be like LeBron and AD together, opposed to a ball ball distributor like Trae Young along with AD. It's
two
separate things. Still two superstars, different styles.
You know who else was mentioned in this? So I know it wasn't Kendrick Perkins, didn't mention this, but this was mentioned by Jovan Buha in his piece. Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Kyrie Irving as another personal person. So do you think Kyrie Irving could be the quote-unquote superstar
Kyrie
coming
AD.
This way?
Kyrie and AD.
Shorter terms?
Well, we still have to acknowledge the fact that LeBron is probably still going to be here for the next couple of years. So whoever comes in is going to be playing with LeBron and AD.
So does that omit Kyrie because of that?
I think that actually raises it because of the past history. I just don't think that Kyrie is a fit in LA that the management wants, that the city of Los Angeles wants. I don't think Kyrie is the right superstar to come here, and I would not be a big fan of that move.
But the best version of Kyrie was with LeBron James.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe they can recapture that together and he gets to the championship. I don't understand that.
Interesting.
He has been quiet, the Dallas Mavericks, this season.
Dallas.
Exactly. It's not being in New York. He's not going to be in the media the same way. So,
correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that...
Do you have to be so hush-hush about Kyrie?
So Kyrie is a volatile figure in his outside life. His basketball abilities are amazing. Everybody talks about how he's the best ball handler anybody has ever seen. He's an excellent scorer. He is a good, really, really good basketball player. I think the things out on his outside life take control of a lot of things that he does a lot, and that is not something that the Lakers want or want to deal with.
Oh, no. I know the whole Kyrie show and what he brings. I mean, there's a whole... drama show that comes with him. I'm just talking about, like, if you were targeting Kyrie, you would just say, we're targeting Kyrie this summer. Like, these other two guys, I think you have to be kind of cloak and dagger about, right?
Right.
Am I wrong about that?
But you have to look at what Kyrie's done recently. I mean, he's not really winning. When what he did in Brooklyn, he kind of fell off the map, and they're not actually playing that great together in Dallas.
Yeah.
Luka and Kyrie, they're kind of working. They're not really working. I think they're seventh or eighth.
Yeah, Luka's one thing, but AD and Kyrie, that makes more sense.
It's AD, Kyrie, and LeBron. So we have all
the Mavs are in seven. They're 2.5 games ahead of the Lakers right now.
Yeah. Wow. I think everybody.
So it's kind
of
working.
Games away to the Lakers. So I think that's
interesting.
So I actually kind of take Kyrie completely off my board. I don't even think he would be involved in this in any sense.
But because his name has been brought up with LeBron for the entire time, pretty much, that LeBron's been here.
Yeah.
I think that the reason that the door hasn't closed is because maybe it could happen. Maybe it's another one of those things that LeBron wants something, and if it works.
Well, that's a whole nother thing, too. It's like what LeBron wants. I know you guys have talked about Travis and Sliwa, but there's a lot of what LeBron actually wants. I want to get into that a little bit coming up next, but mostly there was an article about from Bill Plachke. He was on with Dan Patrick, and he talked about the difference between the superstars of a Shohei Ohtani and LeBron James. And I want to get into a little bit of that. And also, how do you feel about cargo pants?
It depends.
Do you think they are acceptable for a man to wear a cargo pants still in this day? Give me your answer next.
Okay.
We'll talk about that next. Mason Ireland, DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman, ESPN 710.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, that. Look at you.
Yeah, what up?
By the way, that rejoin from Chris, come on. It had said to take phone calls. You want to do it again? You want to take phone calls all day again?
Dude, I love talking to people.
I know.
I am not antisocial.
Can
like
we just
you.
Do it a full AMA where it's ask DeMarco anything, ask Emily, ask Brian, ask me, whatever you want. Just call
in.
Can
weigh in on cargo pants?
I'm just trying to make.
Yeah.
Yes, they can weigh in with car complaints. We're going to get to that in a second. But I just want to make Mason Ireland as upset as possible that I sat in this chair.
Get five more guests.
Five more guests and callers. That would do it.
Hall of Fame guests yesterday.
Yes.
We took phone calls. We're taking phone calls again today. Who knows who's going to randomly pop up on the show as a guest today?
Absolutely.
I think we're doing it right.
It depends on what you say. We have to call you on. That's funny.
Well, just because you called me out yesterday.
No.
My favorite
thing. I didn't call you out. I was shocked you didn't know the story.
No, I didn't. But for the way I look at it is that you were talking about that with Trent Green and all that. It felt like I was telling you what it was like, even though you played on that team.
No. I was just surprised. I really was that you didn't know that story.
Yeah.
But that's cool, though. But yeah. But cargo pants. I do have a requirement for cargo pants.
Okay, yes. Give me your requirement for cargo pants.
There is a weight maximum. There is a weight
maximum.
I'm just saying it depends. There's a weight maximum on cargo pants. You know what I'm talking about, B. Some big dudes can't rock cargo pants.
Are you calling him a big dude? I mean,
of course he is. Yeah, some big dudes can't rock cargo pants. Some. The pockets just don't look right.
So is there a weight minimum?
You can be skinny and wear cargo pants.
Okay.
Yeah, you just can't be like way too big, and because when you put stuff in the pockets, come on, dude.
Yeah. It's just you get even bigger.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So Graham Metzger is on the social team, and he has been walking around the last 2 days in cargo pants.
Oh, yeah.
And I have just always felt, and Emily, you're the better
There's
one
like
to
12
ask about
pounds.
This.
Graham, do you want to come and model your cargo pants?
Yeah, you should come on the screen and show us your cargo. These are different style cargo pants.
Okay.
But I just have always felt that over the last, 10 years, we cannot wear cargo pants anymore. Men are not supposed to wear cargo pants unless you're out on on a farm or in the forest and you're chopping down trees and stuff. I will not wear
unless
cargo
pants.
Unless
they're functional. Like, unless you're using the pockets.
Correct.
I got you.
It's not a look.
If you're on safari, you can have cargo pants.
Right.
You can have a cargo vest for all I care.
There's a need for cargo pants.
Yeah. You're walking down the Olympic Boulevard going past crypto.com.
Can't do it.
Don't wear cargo pants.
I got you.
Where did Graham go? Is he coming in? There
Graham's
he is. There he is.
All right. Oh, wait. You have cargo pants on? Okay.
That's not bad.
These are not bad
Come in
at
here.
All.
Where are you? Come in here. I can't see you.
You just have pockets on. So I wouldn't call these cargo pants. I just call them extra, like
That's
one extra
not so
pocket.
Bad.
Isn't that a cargo pant?
I think of cargo pant when I think of khakis. So, yeah, khaki style cargo pant. Those give me the ick. Like the biggest ick of my entire life is wearing cargo shorts having
feel attacked.
An extra thing. Yeah, no thank you.
Are you wearing cargo shorts right now?
Not right now, but I do have some
You
cargo
do have
shorts.
Some?
And again, why do you the ick?
Do you wear them often?
No, not very often.
Have you worn them into work?
Yeah, I have. They're black, though, so they're not khaki ones.
Two big icks for me. And again, these are
Don't
personal
Don't worry, B. It's just
these
one
are,
person's opinion.
Right.
Rock them. You're
these
good.
These are not, they're not red flags. Red flag is too harsh. Ick is something like, ooh, that's not really my
just
favorite.
Just doesn't work. Okay.
Is
yeah.
Men in flip-flops and cargo pants. Those are the two biggest icks for me, and it's okay if you have them.
That's my all-time
You're just,
combo.
I'm not attracted to you.
That's dad clothes 101.
You get rid of the cargo pants? I wear sandals all the time.
Yes.
All the
time.
I
do not need to see men's feet.
I love sandals. So
I'm just here
I lived
for milk.
In.
I'm buying milk and I'm leaving.
I lived in Hawaii for 2 years,
yeah.
Right.
And that's all I wore. I wore a t-shirt, short, not cargo pants, t-shirt, short, and sandals everywhere.
In Hawaii?
All day.
That's where it's appropriate. You
but,
mean
but
like
I was
here,
living
right?
There.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And now I wear them all the time. I walk my dog in my sandals. I go to the coffee shop in my sandals. Anywhere is sandals.
These are my personal opinions
of
my personal icks. Unless you are literally in Hawaii or literally on the beach, do not wear flip-flops around me or cargo pants. But again, that's why I'm not dating anybody here in this room.
See,
so,
I got something on the stove. I need an extra ingredient. I didn't feel like tying my shoes.
Do you guys
you
have...
can deal with my toes
it's
for
so
10 seconds.
Easy. It's so easy to
Thank
just
you.
Walk around in my flip-flops.
Slide them in, slide them off.
Exactly.
Yes, come on.
Exactly.
Yes.
Do you guys have an ick of something you're like... that a girl does that you're like, oh, that's that gives me the ick just a little bit.
Okay, this is one that I have, and I think it's a weird one, and that women will absolutely hate. I hate when women wear the pants that are like above their belly button and halfway up their
high-waisted.
That's an ick.
Crazy. I'm like, what? That doesn't look good.
I've seen some people pull that off though.
Maybe there are some. Yeah, of course, people can pull off flip flops. I'm sure
this
for Emily,
true.
You have to have.
We can pull off.
Flip-flops. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we can.
High-waisted works if you have, you know, if you're blessed. From behind is the best way to
see,
do your high waist.
It doesn't work
Thank you,
ever.
And
it
some people really... can pull that off. Yeah,
I see it all the time, and I'm like, that
you
just
got a lot
does
of
not...
ass, my friend.
See, there you go. Absolutely.
Thank you, Travis, for popping in.
I acknowledge your high waisted jeans. Ick. It's okay. So, insight to women's fashion.
Okay.
Jeans go through kind of like a 5-year cycle where jeans. in certain brands or certain styles are very popular. So high-waisted jeans is just the very end. So now they're going back to low-waisted jeans, which is the worst. Which
no,
is one...
No, you got no, that wrong. You got that
it's
way wrong.
It's bad for us because most... It works for skinny women. High-waisted jeans or low-waisted jeans is the best thing for skinny women, and not every skinny woman.
Whoa! You got that way wrong. No, this is good.
Low-waisted is not good for us.
This is good.
See, for me, like I always wonder for women's clothing.
Yeah.
Is it for other women or is it for men?
Because, what do you mean?
Like, are they wearing it for other women to see and say, oh, that's cute? Or is it for men to say, like, oh, I really like that? Because I think it's for other women.
That's the age-old question.
For just themselves.
I think it depends on what you're going outside for. So if you're going on a date, likely it's what you think will be most attractive to the person in front of you. But I think in general life, they're getting like compliments more from other women than they are from men. So they care, I think, more about the fashion compliments of other women.
How did we get the cargo pants?
I don't know. Because
what
I saw
done?
Because I saw Graham in cargo
pants. Is
that
what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly how that happened. I
thought
saw
Kendrick
him in
Perkins was wearing cargo pants on TV or something. Oh, no.
No, but we can get to some more actual sports stuff, too. Like Shohei Ohtani versus LeBron James. Bill Plaschke from the LA Times, and he's on ESPN a bunch, too. He was talking about how Shohei Ohtani is a bigger superstar in Los Angeles than LeBron James.
Is
that
really?
Something?
Okay, I thought he said globally. Is it like?
Well, he said, it's globally. He's a bigger star globally.
You have to
globally.
Take
You're
Shohei
right.
globally, right?
Okay. Yes. So here's why I think, I'm sorry to interrupt, but here's why I think that LeBron James is bigger globally. Because I think baseball is big in Asia and it's big in North America. Okay. So if you're going to go to Europe, they're going to know LeBron before they know Ohtani. If you're going to go to Africa, you're going to go to LeBron when they know Ohtani. And even in Asia,
That's a good point.
NBA too, they're going to know LeBron. Probably equally to Ohtani.
Okay, do you think let's just talk about LA. Is he
who's a
bigger star in LA right now? Is it Ohtani or LeBron?
LeBron.
Right now, I think it's Ohtani because he's new to LA.
Yes, I totally agree. Not even because he's new.
The biggest star in LA is Ohtani?
I agree.
You're kidding me. Come on.
Okay,
really?
So DeMarco, at the Rams game, Ohtani was there. LeBron's been on the screen before, and LeBron gets cheers. He didn't get cheers like Ohtani got cheers when he was at the Rams game.
He just got here.
I understand.
Yeah, he just got, but you're talking the biggest superstar in Los Angeles? Come on, it's this guy.
No.
I don't know.
This guy gets a table anywhere he goes.
You need to, DeMarco, you need to understand.
Does Ohtani have Space Jam?
You need to understand the city of Los Angeles.
I understand.
I don't think you fully do.
Are you insane?
Yes. Ohtani is a bigger star because he is beloved in all of LA. I'm not counting Orange County, even though they're Los Angeles of Anaheim. Not counting Orange County. Ohtani is the biggest star in LA right now. Because people love him. And whereas LeBron is split down the middle.
He's divisive.
There are people that love him and there are people that absolutely hate him because he's not Kobe.
You didn't say loved. You said biggest star.
Sorry, Ohtani's the biggest star.
Come on.
I fully believe
that. Are you crazy? This guy is the best basketball player on the planet ever.
He is. In Los Angeles.
Ohtani just got to town.
In Los Angeles. Lakers and Dodgers are 1A and 1B.
No, I get it. He's hot. I get Ohtani's hot. He just got here. But this guy here is going down in history forever.
It's not about what he's done. It's about what it is in LA. And in LA,
come on.
People love Ohtani and what he's about and what he does. I'm telling you, he is so divisive in LA that more people are happy to see Ohtani than to see
LeBron.
Emily
and Burger here.
Burger.
Burger.
Welcome
cheeseburger.
To the good burger. Home
I've been working
the
on these
burger.
Nicknames for you. I came up with cheeseburger. Is it working?
No, not at all. One.
Okay,
I don't
skip
eat cheeseburgers
that one.
Anymore.
Burgie. Yeah. Okay, so you're telling me everybody in Los Angeles can pick Shohei Ohtani out of a lineup.
I think most people that are sports fans can.
Is anybody going to miss LeBron James?
It's not about what you can tell.
No. You're talking star. Is anybody going to miss LeBron James?
No, LeBron James.
You can walk past Shohei Ohtani in a mall and not know if you're not initiated.
Pounds.
You're never going to miss LeBron James.
Please stop
with this.
No, you can say that. Look, people maybe recognize him a little bit more, but the star, the people want to see, the people that are going to be beloved of him in Los Angeles.
That's a different subject.
I think they all kind of go together.
That's a different
subject. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
All right, so this is Craig's. This is a very famous restaurant in West Hollywood. Craig's gets a call. They only have one table available. They're not opening up other
tables. One table question.
The one table question. So is it LeBron calls up and he needs a table, or Otani calls up and he needs a table? Who's getting that table?
LeBron.
I mean, they both are getting a table.
Somebody else is leaving.
You're getting kicked out of that spot real fast. Go to the bar, sir.
McBurg, if there's some world in which only one table is available, is it going to be Otani or LeBron?
Somebody else is leaving. But come on, really? Yeah. There's people here that don't know what this guy looks like.
People in this building hate LeBron.
Of course, but you're never going to miss the guy. It does not mean he's not a superstar.
I'll give you that portion of it, but if it's about just LA and the who people love, I think more people are going to love and respect.
That is a different question than what you asked.
Two totally different things, sure.
Yes.
But there are different levels to it all, obviously. If you're just walking down the street, people are going to notice LeBron because he's 6'8 and 260 pounds, and he's a beast.
Global star. I think
Otani is and is going to become more of that over the next couple of years.
Become more of that.
Sure.
So that means he's not that now. He is. So who's the biggest star in Los Angeles?
I think we've been on different sides of the argument here.
You're saying hot. You're saying people love. He's not divisive for now.
LeBron, for now, he will be eventually.
LeBron drives people crazy. We're talking about star power. It's clearly LeBron. Come on, man.
In Los Angeles, who's the biggest of the stars? Sure, I'll give you that. But I think that the city of LA wants to see more Otani than they do LeBron.
I agree with
right
that,
now.
No doubt. Okay. That's fair.
All right, well, let's get to the Wheel of Questions. That's coming up next here on 710 ESPN with DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Huh. Okay. Did you see there was a Dodger wing eating competition? It's a yearly thing last night.
Laura sent me the little thing on that. That was cool. I like that.
It was very cool. So
they do that every year?
They do that. It's a yearly thing.
Oh, wow.
And so Shohei Ohtani was there. All the new guys. Tyler Glasnow was there.
I think Miggy was running the video. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Miguel Rojas was running a video and filming everybody. A guy named Hiro, who happens to be Yoshinobu and Yamamoto's translator, won the whole thing. I think it was 67 or 68 wings.
Yeah. That's nothing.
That's a lot of wings.
Come on, B. Let's go get
it. How many wings can you eat, Brian?
Man, by myself?
By yourself. In one hour. You have 1 hour to eat wings. How many wings can you eat?
I could probably, over the course of an hour, I'd say around 40.
40?
Yeah, I could probably do 40 in an
hour.
Does
it matter what's on there? Sauce is on there? Is it hot sauce?
If it's that many, it'd probably be just plain.
Oh, just going plain.
Yeah, plain or like a barbecue. That's too much if it's like a buffalo or too much hot.
Yeah.
40?
Are you
disappointed?
Ranch or blue cheese?
A little bit of both, actually.
Gotta
change it up every now and then.
Get out of here. All right, Emily?
I think I'm probably going to go with, 30 would probably be my max. In an hour, I think I can do 30, because I can usually get down 15 and be fine. But I think after that, I think I get a little, and I'm a ranch gal. So I would do buffalo, 30, ranch.
Okay, yeah, you're kind of like James Outman. James Outman said that he could do 15, and at 15 he would start slowing down, but he could push himself to 40.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that kind of. What about you?
I could do one a minute at least.
One a minute, so you can get to 60.
Absolutely. Are you 40? Really? That's
drums
all you got.
Flats,
drums or flats? That's
30,
a good one too.
40. That's it. Come on, yeah.
After about 25, I'm gonna start feeling it.
Yeah,
feel like.
Feeling what?
Start
getting or getting full.
A little bit of both.
A little
bit
of both. I'd say at least 50 plus, and that's on the light side.
And drums would be easier to take down, right? Because less meat and less maneuvering. You don't have to bite around.
Flats are so much better.
Yeah, they are better. I'm just thinking about quickness, and I think drumsticks is quicker.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I could crush some wings. Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. I could see you crushing
crush wings.
Not anymore. You don't even eat meat
anymore.
No,
and I'm good. But back in the day, I could crush some. I really, just 40? You're 60. Disappointing me, Ben.
You think, you think you can get to 60
Your big man
an hour?
Card is in jeopardy right now. Hold on. Yeah.
You think you can get to 60 in an hour?
Easily.
See, I for me, I don't think I can do that much. I think I probably, maybe I can get to 40. I would have, I'd be push.
Things.
Yeah, but I would do either lemon pepper or I would do plain.
A 40 wings. How
40
much
wings.
Meat is that? How much does that weigh?
I don't know what it
you
weighs.
You can't eat 2 pounds of chicken in an hour?
I mean, can stomach it and be not and still be able to eat more of them and not have to throw up or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I think it's a little bit tough.
Well, the next party I'm having, I know what we're doing. We're having a wing eating contest.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, we should have
what
a wing eating contest.
What about some cauliflower
here.
Wings for you?
I may come out of retirement and just compete for one day.
Oh,
absolutely.
I love it. If you come out of retirement, I'm going to 50.
You're on. Let's go.
All right, so that's your wheel of questions. I saw this too. Are you a big Magic fan?
Magic. Oh, I thought you meant Magic Johnson.
No, Magic
Johnson. Yeah, I'm a big Magic Johnson. Yeah, I like Magic. Magic is it's intriguing
to
me.
See, I love Magic. So, the Jets defensive back Sauce Gardner went to Vegas, and something crazy happened. He said in a tweet, it says, "I was in Vegas, and long story short, somebody did a card trick, and I'm 100,000% that the cards were in my palms." At the end, he said, "Now it's a block of glass. Move your hand." And a block of glass was in my hands instead of the cards. He's not going back to Vegas. So do you believe in that stuff? Because that stuff to me is incredible.
No. I mean, it's an illusion. It's an illusion.
Of course it
how
is.
How does he get a block of glass
but
in his
how?
Hand?
Exactly.
That's the thing that drives me
how
nuts.
How is that?
You have cards in your hand
how
and they're glass.
Happen? But
is it like a heat thing?
He didn't make the cards into glass. He didn't do that.
Well,
but how did he do it? That's what drives me nuts. Yes. Yeah, that's intriguing.
See, the type of person I am, and I think that I'm going to upset so many people right now.
Why?
I'm now going to go onto YouTube and see how the trick is done.
Because you can do that?
Yeah, you can go onto YouTube and find tricks, any trick that you want to see, anybody.
You just ruined it for me. Really? Yeah. I didn't know there's...
I am going to do it because I'm that type of guy. I don't want to... I believe in magic, and I think I love it, but I want to know how it's done.
I remember that guy, the masked... magician that would do stuff on TV. Like, yeah,
that was so
but
weird.
But the guy had to wear a mask because he's like telling people how to,
right.
You know. Yeah, but that stuff's scary. David Blaine did some
he's
tricks
nuts.
In front of us.
Nuts.
He did. At the Super Bowl in Atlanta, he was walking around on the field. This is media day, so we got our uniforms on. And he's just entertaining us with these card tricks and whatnot. And he did the same thing.
He made it into glass?
No, he had us sign these cards, autograph these cards, okay. And he put them back in the deck, and then he dropped them on the ground and did this little thing where he's like he's shaking, and then he pointed like 25 yards away, and the cards we signed were under the turf, 25 yards away.
What the heck?
No, he's a sorcerer. Unreal. He's a legit sorcerer.
Like, how did you do that? I started getting mad. Like, how did you do that? That's not possible. And it was that card, our signature. 25 yards away under AstroTurf. How did you do that?
I don't know how he does that stuff, but I've seen some of his videos. There was a time he took like a watch and threw it into a building and behind glass. And it was behind glass. Like, took off the guy's watch, put it into glass behind something, and then reached in through the glass, grabbed the watch back, and brought it back.
That's amazing.
I don't know how he does that stuff. He's a sorcerer.
I feel Sauce Gardner's pain. But that stuff is so freaky, it does scare you. Like, there's no way you just did that, and I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the guy levitate?
Yeah, I've seen people levitate at different places where they kind of go onto one like tippy toe and then one other foot goes up. He's going so high up, I don't know how he does it.
He did it. I don't know how he did it.
Do you?
And he did it in front of us, and it was scary. Like, how did you do that? And I just ran. Me and Isaac Bruce just turned and ran. I want nothing to do with this.
Part of our brains that we just don't access, that we could all have these abilities and these like things that we just don't put our mind to it. Like, do you think that this real stuff? I don't know. I always get freaked out by magic and mentalists.
Yeah.
So I try not to think about them too much. But I feel like there's a world in which, like, we're just not accessing that part of the brain that could allow us to do all these things.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably, yeah. I've always wanted to go to the Magic Castle. Have you ever been to Magic Castle?
I've heard of it. Never been there.
It's in Hollywood. And you have to be invited to get there. So I've never been there. But if someone has can invite me to the Magic Castle, I'm in. I'll go. Have you been there, Em? You go to a lot of places.
No, I haven't been invited.
I think I've seen it in movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get in there, it's like a bunch of magicians. That seems like
they
fun.
Come to your table. They do like a whole thing for 20, 30 minutes. There's a lot that goes on there. I would love to see that.
You have to be invited.
You have to be invited to get in.
I've never heard of it.
Wow.
Live short films that's nominated for the Oscars this year. It's like the Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar or something like that.
I watched it.
Wes Anderson. Yeah, but basically it does this thing where he like... The character in the it's based off a Roald Dahl
novel. Really good.
Is he can see things without his eyes, so he can see what's in front of him while his face is all bandaged up.
That's
amazing.
And
so that's the basic of the short story. But it's Wes Anderson. Wow. It's fun. It's kooky. I watched it last night. It's good.
Yeah, it was the guy that was in Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
okay.
Ralph Fiennes, who plays Voldemort in Harry Potter, is also in that.
Nice. Good actors.
It was really good. I watched it a couple weeks ago. Really good. It's on Netflix. If you like magic and you like old Roald Dahl stories. You should go back
and watch
it.
No, I'm clearly not a magician. I was trying for every Rams field goal, like trying to move it, like make it go in.
Right. Yeah, just with your eyes, be like, come on.
Like, come on.
You're fighting Brett Maher.
I'm trying. It's just not working.
Yeah, not for Brett Maher.
Yeah.
All right. So can you watch All-Star Weekend without actually watching it, DeMarco? We're going to talk about that next. Plus, it's the 2 o'clock call of the day. So get in here, 877-710-ESPN, 877-3776. Mason Ireland, DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman in for the guys.